flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miles Garrett News. It's so interesting to me that, you know, frankly, and I'm sure you'll admit to this, Bob, you run talk shows every night of the week on television too, is it's starting to be a little bit of a slow time. Not completely slow, but before the Pirates kick in, the Steelers are done.
Hockey shuts down for 2 weeks.
Right. We need some topics here. And when the NBA had that blockbuster, well, that leads to trade talk. And the Penguins had a pretty significant trade in which Kyle Dubas wrested a first rounder in that trade from the Rangers, as it turned out. And then all of a sudden, on top of all this, when it was going to be a trade themed day, we get Miles Garrett requesting a trade from the Browns. Before we get into our Limitless Express here, what did you say Diana Rossini reported?
First and a second.
It was all they'd get?
According to a former GM.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be more. I think it's going to be more. What are you looking at, Bob?
I'm looking at the salary. I wasn't sure of it. So it's 2025, he's making almost $20 million, 2026, $25 million. That's pretty good for a guy.
And what is the dead cap charge there? $36 million on a trade, is it?
I assume that's what that is, yeah. They still
wow.
get. So I still think there are teams out there going to want him bad enough that they'll go over that offer.
Miles Garrett is, for a lot of teams, in their minds and maybe in reality, the difference between hanging around and actually getting to a Super Bowl and winning. The Bills are an example. The Bengals could be an example. The Broncos. There's 10 teams that would be vying for his services easily, don't you think?
Yes, because if you're close, oftentimes that's the one thing you're missing. A little bit more pressure from a guy at the end like that. What they can do with him, it's enticing. So enticing normally means teams overpay. And I believe somebody would overpay in terms of that offer, which was first and a second. I would reverse and say two firsts and a second.
I mean, Khalil Mack back in 2019 got two first round picks, a third and a sixth from the Bears, right? So I don't know. I think that Miles Garrett would get you two first round picks. I respectfully disagree with whoever that was.
Yeah, I agree too. I think two and a second. Two first rounds and a second probably is the going rate.
But who are we to talk, Bob? It's time for the Limitless Express. Limits?
I love you. I love you.
Like on Trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again.
again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron, Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
All right. Here we go.
Diana Russini also saying, buckle up. This isn't going to be a clean or easy breakup between the Browns and Myles Garrett. As one NFL executive put it, it's going to be a wild few weeks. And that exact report that Bob was referencing is that she talked to one NFL GM that says, probably a first-round pick plus is what they're going to get for Garrett. Can't wait for the, quote-unquote, it will be 3-1s crowd. Not happening. 1-2, 1-2-3s. Throw a player in there for Myles Garrett, and it makes you think what the Steelers could get for T.J. Watt.
Who's saying that? This GM?
This is what a GM is telling
you. Okay.
Yes.
He makes it sound like people are idiots for talking about multiple first-round picks. How does he explain Khalil Mack?
Maybe age-wise, because Khalil Mack was 2 years younger.
Yeah, but Myles Garrett's better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's 29. He still arguably has a couple, 3 more years. Again, the whole idea here, if you're a team interested
in him.
There,
look up there, Adam Schefter, a potential trade comp. When 27-year-old Khalil Mack was traded, Bears gave up 2 first-round picks, a 3rd and a 6th. The 29-year-old Garrett. So, okay, so how about if this former GM talks to Adam Schefter about that, too? Sorry, Bob.
No, I forgot what I was going to say now.
I'm sorry. I got in your way. And
it
I just, feel
it depends on how
it.
Desperate you are as a team. If you believe that we are this piece away, then you're going to react accordingly, I think.
I mean,
it was something not in the cards. Now all of a sudden it is.
I'll look at the Bills. They can't get over the hump. They have a generational quarterback. You don't think because they don't have a defense.
Right.
It's as simple as that. They show up in Kansas City every year with no defense. You don't think that the Bills in a second would give up 2 first-round picks for Myles Garrett?
Yes, that's what I mean.
I'd be more surprised.
The window is now. We need this piece now, so therefore we pay for it now. That's the way it goes. So that's I totally believe that's the way it's going to go. It's going to be more than what that first and second round offer is.
So do I. I'm flabbergasted by that guy. And that's the second time I've used that word in 2 shows, Bob.
You have.
Do you
We're
like
keeping
that?
Track.
Do you like that word?
Yes. Very interesting word.
Limits.
It's a great word. Flabbergasted. Very surprised.
Next.
Packers president Mark Murphy, not a fan of the quarterback push play. He would like to see the tush push that the Eagles run so well be banned.
Me too.
Get out of here with this. Didn't he play in the NFL? Stop it. Do what the Chiefs did against the Bills. You don't like it, stop it. I'm tired of these whiny babies everywhere, Bob.
Apparently, I'm one of them because I don't like it. I think it's just a rugby play that doesn't need to be in the NFL. You have quarterback sneaks legitimately, and you should not have someone, the whole team behind you pushing. It's like having a tug of war where you have...
Stop it. Have your whole defensive team push somebody from behind and stop the play.
That's your view. I disagree. I just don't like it. I want to get
What are you going
to
do with the next play that works? Are you going to outlaw that? It's a play that works. Find a way to stop it. How would you illegalize it?
I would just say you're not allowed to have someone line up behind the quarterback and push him to the chains. That's all. You're not allowed to do it.
What?
Maybe so.
What?
I'm just tired of it.
What?
Just like I'm tired of shootouts in hockey. I've told you this for 3 years. What? I don't want to see another shootout in hockey.
What?
What? What? Murphy, he has a monthly Q&A column on the team's website. How about that? Could you imagine if Art did a monthly Q&A on the website?
That would be some electric stuff.
He said, there is no skill involved, and it is almost an automatic first down on plays of a yard or less.
Somebody should tell him there's no skill involved in a lot of football. It's can you push the guy in front of you? Are you bigger than him? Can you figure out a way to stop it? The Chiefs wound up stopping a 6'4", 240-pound guy who was doing sort of the tush push with the Bills. Stop it.
He also said there used to be a rule prohibiting this, but is no longer enforced because I believe it's thought to be too hard for the officials to see. The play is bad for the game, and we should go back to prohibiting the push of the runner. This is the main quote here. This would bring back the traditional quarterback sneak. That worked pretty well for Bart Starr and the Packers in the Ice Bowl.
I was at the Ice Bowl. I don't know, Bob. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm just cranky today. I suppose you could always limit it. How about limit it to one person instead of none? I didn't say I liked it. I just don't see why it would be illegal. So the rule would be what? Just one person or nobody pushing him?
Nobody pushing.
Can you never push a runner then?
No, you can push a runner.
When? What do you mean you can?
I think whistle, you know, it depends on when whistles are blown here too. You can't, some of these officials let plays go on and on and on and on, and of course there are big piles of people moving, and you don't know where it's moving, and you blow a whistle. It's dead, and then a guy keeps moving. There's so much about those plays that drive me nuts. I don't like a tush push. I just don't. That's just me personally. I'm sure I'm in the minority, actually. Most people would like it and would defend it, like you're doing to me.
Limits. You're up. Next topic.
Chip Kelly is being hired to leave Ohio State as their offensive coordinator. He's going to be the new Raiders OC under Pete Carroll, Joe.
I find this coaching staff, I'll tell you, I find them very interesting, Bob. You're talking about guys that have had enormous success, and everybody laughs at Chip Kelly from his NFL tenure. Well, his first 2 years in Philly, he won 10 games each year and went to the playoffs 1 year and won a division. You get a statue in this town for that these days. Oh, my God, 10 games. Can you believe it? He has a 2-year non-losing streak, and they get killed in the playoffs. What a great coach. And he got fired for it when he started having a bad year in year three.
I like Chip Kelly. I like him. I always have. I think he's very innovative with a lot of what he does, and I think that's a good hire by Pete Carroll.
So do I. I think he's innovative. I think he's not afraid. He did actually wind up failing in year three in Philly. That offense that he brought here, the, you know, 7 seconds or less type deal, the Todd Graham hurry up people, it just didn't work at that level. But he's adjusted too. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he has. He's gotten better just the way that he goes about his business in the NFL. He led an Ohio State offense that did nothing against Michigan to complete and utter changes.
You know, another change you're thinking of is Kelly told Pete Carroll and ownership there he's demanding Cordero Patterson join the Raiders. He has a bunch of pitch outs designed for him, Bob.
The one and only play per game at $3 million.
It's almost time for Cordero Patterson to go into the game, guys. There's 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's almost that time.
No, let's wait till he's completely frozen. Then we'll put him in and pitch the ball out to him.
Well, the whole thing about his signing in the first place was because of the new dynasty kickoff.
Yeah, and they wound up taking a step back on
kickoffs. Yeah, they went backwards.
Year. They went backwards.
So he was the reason, and like I understood Deontay. That. But I didn't like the 2-year, $6 million. I thought that was a little bit aggressive.
Maybe Deontay is a metaphor unto himself for the entire Steelers operation. It's just backwards, Bob. Everything is backwards. We think we're ahead of the game because the day the NFL changes kickoff rules, we go out and sign a broken down kick returner. Anyway, next.
Should Deontay go out and do some lessons on running backwards? Do you think he could do a good job for somebody in training?
He should. Yeah, he should show up at some of these camps, these youth camps, and they should have a special segment where he shows up and teaches them to run backwards.
He could help some corners. Become the next phase of the NFL, running backwards, backpedaling. That's what you do.
He's our wide receiver teacher, but he's accidentally teaching corners to backpedal. Yes, we should do that.
It's called the Michael Jackson approach to football.
Right.
Moonwalking your way to the end zone. SpotTrack estimates that Justin Fields' market value is at 1 year, $6.5 million. That seems kind of light, Bob, does it?
Yeah, I thought it would be more. If you're going to do 1 year, I thought it'd be in the $15 million range, 13 to 15. That's interesting. Well, that makes it easier then if that's the kind of stuff that would happen there.
I mean, why is that surprising? I think here, for some reason, even some people who cover the team have been deluded by Justin Fields. Justin Fields was there for the taking for anybody last year, and nobody wanted him as a starter.
Nobody wanted Russell Wilson either.
Let me count the teams that wanted Russell Wilson or wanted Justin Fields to be their starter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There, I counted them. So we think that he upgraded his market profile dramatically here?
No,
the dude completed 53% of his passes over his last two games. He got lucky, which you could see if you're watching tape and breaking it down on the guy. If you're thinking, hey, should we sign Fields? Well, wait a second. He had some horrible passes in this Raiders game we're watching. Had a horrible pass here and there in another game we're watching. Should have had more turnovers. He still fumbles the ball. He had 7 fumbles this year. I just wholeheartedly disagree with the notion that Justin Fields reinvented himself with the Steelers. I think it's a bunch of hogwash, Bob.
I'm not disputing that. What I am saying is that when you look at, you know, franchise quarterbacks are getting $50 million a year. I would think that someone who's going to be a starter on your team, who went 4-2 as a starter for your team, would command more than $6 million for 1 year.
He's not going to be a starter. There's nobody who wants him as a starter, just like last year.
The Steelers may want him as their starter.
Well, that might tell you all you need to know about the fighting Deontay Johnsons,
but
right?
It's because you don't have many other options here at this point.
Right, exactly.
So that's why you have to figure out a plan to go after your next quarterback in the draft. Somehow, some way, how do you get there? This is a plan that should have been hatched several years ago in advance of the ultimate retirement of Ben Roethlisberger. And you can argue with me that, oh, it was Mason Rudolph. Oh, then they drastically took Kenny Pickett when they didn't have to, but they did because they felt they needed to.
What would you have suggested they do back then?
Draft a quarterback in the first round, or and I know Ben would not be happy. I don't care who's not happy.
What would you have said at that time in the midst of the killer
don't
bees? A year or two after going to the AFC title game, if the Steelers used the 25th pick on a quarterback, you would have said good move.
It depends on who that quarterback was and their plans for him. At some point, you have to have a succession plan, don't you?
I think of two franchises in the history of football that have had it. I'm not going to blame the Steelers for not drafting in the first round.
All right, do you think the Kenny Pickett pick was a desperation pick then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were forced to do that because you didn't have an idea of what you were going to do.
You
knew the end was coming.
You still didn't have to do it. You still set your – Mike Tomlin still set the Steelers back by years by making a terrible pick there because he was convinced Pickett was the guy. Just because you didn't have this foresight – to take a first rounder in 2020 doesn't mean you reach for Kenny Pickett.
Well, that's what happened.
It did, yes.
And so now they're in the same boat again.
I know.
Here we are. What's that thing? What's the guy say? Here we are again in the same situation.
That's Brian. Bob, it's a very odd timing on his hand slap on the table. That's Brian Kelly, who I love to see lose. See if you can recreate the hand slap with him at the exact same time. Are you ready? Give Bob a shot at this. I couldn't do it, remember? On 5 tries. It doesn't make sense where he does it. Try it, Bob, and we'll give you credit if you mimic it perfectly. Go.
I'm sitting here.
You missed by a mile. Let me try that limits. I'm ready.
Close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Bob, you want another shot at it?
No.
You hurt your heart. You hurt your hand over there.
I went a little too hard on that one.
Yeah.
I have golf to worry about.
Next. Limits.
The odds are out on Myles Garrett's next team.
Let me guess.
Buffalo, number one.
All I see is Buffalo. I'm going to say Buffalo, number one.
Los Angeles Chargers, number two.
I'm going to say Denver, number two, and we'll give you a third. Who are you saying three? I'm going to say Baltimore, number three.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I know. That's why I said.
I would say, who else is close in that?
Just say the Bucks, Bob.
Cincinnati.
Buffalo. There we go. Buffalo plus 650. Tied with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, that's all we need is Myles Garrett to the Eagles, Bob. Can you imagine him with Jalen Carter and those
guys?
They
have the number one defense anyway.
Oh, my God. Now, he would love to go there, I bet.
Oh, I think.
Next.
And then San Diego, or I guess the L.A. Chargers, Baltimore at plus 800, and Arizona at plus 11, or plus 1150.
Holy horse milk. Here's the other thing, Bob. Why would you want to trade him to a Super Bowl contender and get lower picks? Wouldn't you want to? Plus, you can really send him off to Siberia if you send him to, like, Carolina.
How about the Chicago Bears?
That would be interesting.
Do they need help there, don't they? I mean, on both sides of the ball, but that would help them.
That's a good call by Bob.
That would help them, give them a pass rusher.
Does Garrett have any control over where he goes?
I don't think so.
I don't think either. I don't think he has a no trade.
So you'd want to send him to a bad team, wouldn't you?
Well, when you think they could be bad, yes. Absolutely.
I think you can get ahead of the game in a big way. He was fighting injuries this year. Remember, his foot was all banged up. Both feet were, it seemed, at one time.
He needed a good feet store.
I think that at this point, I think you're getting way ahead of the game here if you're the Browns and you can
trade him. How long
do you
think this will happen? Do you think it'll go up until the draft or maybe at the draft, or do you think it'll happen when?
I'm not sure it will happen. They're just dumb enough not to do it. But I think it'll happen leading up to the draft, yes. You?
Yeah, I think it'll be before the draft.
They've gotten the best years of Myles Garrett's career, just as the Steelers have gotten the best years of T.J. Watt's career. He is a depreciating asset.
But the next team does not care about 5 years from now. They want to do it in the next 2 years. And if you can help get him there for 2 years, then he would accomplish what he wants, which is to contend for some championship, and they would accomplish what they want.
If the Bears gave you their pick this year for T.J. Watt, would you do it? That pick and a little bit more?
What is their pick, 10 or 5? What are they?
Did we say 10?
Yeah, it's 10.
10? Maybe a second-round pick
I would have
year?
To get more than that because I'm not so certain. Again, my need is a quarterback, and I'm not – this year doesn't do much for me. There's some good players. There are some really good wide receivers. I think cornerbacks also.
Well, can't you use that as collateral for next year too, or at least improve your roster big
you
time
could.
I
would improve my roster at every level and then – try to figure out my quarterback situation a year from now.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.